Well, welcome everybody. As Debbie said, this is this brand new term, a brand new experience. So fasten your seat belts, kill the lights. Here we go. Nothing is going to impact your life like the next 10 weeks on a Sunday morning. That is a money back guarantee. Whatever you've given me already, you will get back if this doesn't change your life. How much have you given me? Oh, well, imagine if you had given me 500 Rand. I'd double that and give it back to you, right? But I can guarantee that if you presence yourself here on a Sunday morning for this journey that is going to enable you to walk in victory. You know, we are going to have a number of missions this term. How many of you have been a soldier, a real soldier? Some of us have been soldiers, right? You don't get off a couch and just jump into the battlefield. That would be suicide, right? But after you prepared, you go into a mission experience, a briefing, and you say, I am going to take a mission and I'm going to do it. Well, we're going to give you a number of missions in this term. You are going to today learn about how to prepare for victory. Next week, we'll talk about transformation. How does transformation really happen? How do we change? How is change even possible? In the third week, our mission is going to be all about the cross. What is that cross that we see sometimes stuck up on churches? What does that have to do with me living in victory? And all will be revealed in that week. Then we'll go into a week where we begin to understand our identity and who we are. If I can know who I am, it's going to make all the difference when it comes to victory. We're going to then tackle the big five. You've all heard of the big five, right? Those big five scary animals. But big five is going to be generational curses, relational issues that we struggle with. We're going to go after spiritual errors. We're going to go after sexual sins and finally addictions. And we'll round it off on the last week of the term. And I know we're all going to make it to there because even though there's load shedding, there's no life shedding happening among you teenagers this term. I've checked the schedule. And our final mission will be, how do we actually live in victory? So I want to challenge you that you make Sunday mornings a priority in the next 10 weeks. Don't rely on your parents. Get your pocket money. Get the Uber app and call a taxi and get you. And Genevieve will pay you back for your taxi fees. Okay, so just make sure that you get here by hook or by crook, even if you need to leave your village the day before and start walking. Take a backpack, take some newspaper to put over you when you sleep on the way here. But be here. Today is all about preparing for victory. I didn't parachute into Angola after I was just a high school student. I left high school. I then signed up. Well, I didn't really have an option because it was conscription. But I spent 9 months being grueled, being killed nearly by instructors whose sole aim was to break me down and to build me into a lean killing machine. I'm happy to say you can be not too nervous, Micah, because most of my killing doesn't happen anymore. Most. But for 9 months, we trained and we would get dropped. Every morning, 5 a.m., we would get woken up. We would run 2.5 kilometers before breakfast with a backpack, with boots, webbing, with a 5.56 caliber machine gun in our hands, with ammunition on our backs and metal helmets. We would run until we were this close to dying. And I never understood why we were being treated so badly as young South Africans until the bullets started flying and the bombs started falling. And I actually had a MiG-29 flying at me, dropping napalm. And I suddenly realized that training is important. And I'm here today because I was trained and prepared for the battle. Sometimes we can think we become a follower of Jesus and we can just go out there and fight the devil. I got a sword. I'm going to hit him with the Bible. And he's like, dude, you don't know how to use your sword yet. You need to catch a wake up. And the next minute we know the devil's slapping us around and we're tempted and we're falling in temptation. So I want to take you into 9 weeks of grueling. So you're not going to go home. You're going to stay up for 9 weeks and you're going to be prepared. I hope you can get an SMS to your parents. You're all allowed one SMS to tell them you're in boot camp. Spiritual victory boot camp. Okay, you didn't know this, but it's a great surprise. I've already alerted your schools. They know not to expect you tomorrow morning. But you're going to be prepared on a Sunday morning to live and to walk in victory. Now, there's a really, really special movie that only us old toppies over here, a couple of us, we know this movie series, and some of our, maybe if you're 16 plus 10, you might know the Matrix trilogy, but there's this amazing moment when Agent Smith, the bad guy, is basically killing the hero. Neo's in the process of being prepared to become the savior of the world. We need saviors, right, when the zombie apocalypse is upon us. And so you've got to make sure that someone is prepared and ready. But there lies the Savior, and he has been punched down. Watch what happens in the exchange between Neo and Agent Smith and see how it turns out with the... What a question. Like, why? Why try? Why not just give up? You know, it seems so much harder to do the right thing, doesn't it? To walk the right road, the straight and narrow. Why don't we just like, you know what, it doesn't matter. Let's just give in. Let's let the devil win. You can see there, old Neo's like, you're not going to win. I want to tell you today that not only can you, but you should live a victorious life. So you can. In other words, it's possible. But you should. You should. You should live a victorious life. You can walk in the victory that Christ won on the cross for you. When he died and said it's finished, he actually said, I've done everything necessary. I've defeated the evil one, evil desires. I've done it all. God, it's finished. My people can live in freedom. Whoa. Don't you want to rise to that and say, I'm going to live in freedom? It's not an event. It's not going to happen now. I'm not going to pronounce you free and victorious. But it's going to be something that you live out, a lifelong process. But this experience is going to put you on the right path. Victory Sunday is going to be a launch pad to victory. And you will experience what it means to live in victory and to know what victorious Christian living is all about. As I would gather with my 9 men, I was responsible for 9 other soldiers. I had a machine gun group with a light machine operator, 7.62 caliber, 5,000 rands per minute, rounds per minute. And I had Guppy and I had Gideon. Those two were responsible for the machine gun. I had 2 brothers responsible for the mortars that would be launched and 2 guys for the claymore mines if we had to set up an ambush on someone. But before we went out on a mission, we would gather in a tent. We would have it sketched out on the front of us. We'd have an intelligence officer join us. We'd have the commander. And I would talk with my guys and I'd say, guys, let me brief you on what we're doing. Guys, this is not a Sunday afternoon picnic. When we walk over that line into foreign territory, you need to know that you may not come back. Do you remember last week the guys that were killed? Guys, you may not come back from this mission alive. But if you die, you give your life for your country. And I will stand tall and proud when we fight together and you fight for each other. I will give my life for you, and I know you will give your life for me. And let me tell you about this mission. There are 7 insurgents that we are going after. They have ambushed a town. They have slaughtered women and children, and we are the ones that have been sent to administer justice. Are you ready for this? And they would look at me, these young 19-year-olds, and they would say, Mark, we will follow you wherever you go. And I said, you need to know that we would be protected by fire from the MiG-19 fighter jets. You need to know that we will have G5 standing by to fire 20 millimeter pounding bombs over our heads if we get into trouble. But you need to know that this mission depends on each one of you. A mission briefing. You would never just waltz out. Hey, where are you going? Ah, just pick a fight. No, that's the movies. You don't pick a fight if you want to come back. You plan it to the last minute detail. Well, can I give you some mission briefing this morning? Because you're in a fight. Make no doubt about it. You may not have a rifle, but you have the word that is your weapon. You have a testimony of meeting Jesus. That is your weapon. You have your life. You have your mouth. And you are coming on a mission. So let me give you some elements of our briefing this morning. Firstly, these Sundays are going to lay a foundation. This will be a solid foundation. It's all those hours of running and training that we had to do to prepare to be soldiers before we could wear that brown bush hat. Secondly, I want to challenge you to believe that God will bring victory. God is with us. When we step out onto enemy territory, I want to tell you now that God is with you and He will ensure the victory. And thirdly, let the Holy Spirit surface issues in His time. This is not going to be a one-size-fits-all. Maybe 1 week you're going to be blown away by the issues and you're going to deal with certain issues. You're going to have some other issues to deal with. Each of us are going to have allow and ask for the Holy Spirit to touch our lives. And so let me give you three reasons why you have to be here, even if it costs you with an Uber transport. You need to build foundations. I mean, look at this house. Don't you want to live there on that rock? I mean, that house is not going to fall down in a hurry. Even the Cape Town winds that blew and tipped over some trucks this week in Cape Town, I don't think those would blow that house down. Why? It's built on the rock. It's made out of rock. I mean, the worst thing that could happen is like Thor could, or maybe like the Hulk, could push that rock over. But when I last looked, they're probably only living in Hollywood and not a threat to that. Here's what Jesus said. He who puts my words into practice is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundations on rock. And when a flood came, the torrent struck that house, but could not shake it because it was well built. I'm not just putting up on sand in a riverbed a little shelter. No, I'm going to build a solid rock. You all know the Pizza House. I mean the Pisa. The Leaning Tower, okay, in Italy, of Pisa. That was built on not the best and most solid foundation. And over the years, they've been trying to dig down on the other side, shore it up to stop it collapsing. It's cool because it's maybe a little bit of a tourist attraction or something, I guess. But we want to go after foundations. I want to take you to this most powerful passage of Scripture in the New Testament where Peter addresses people on the day of Pentecost and says, therefore, let all Israel, now get this, he's out in the publics. Jesus has been killed. Jesus has risen again from the dead. Jesus has appeared to people. He's ascended on high. They've waited. The Holy Spirit has filled them in 40 days. And out they come running out of the secret upper room to say, ta-da, we're on the winning team. Let all Israel be assured that this, God has made this Jesus, who you crucified, people here in Jerusalem, He has made Him both Lord and Christ. And when the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the apostles, brothers, what should we do? And the answer that came was amazing. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to suggest that there's a few foundations in there. I'm going to add a sneaky one later because it's the next verse. But in there, can you see that there's maybe a foundation that will help you be victorious? Anyone see a key word or phrase in there that could be a foundation that will give us access into a victorious life? Anyone? What do you see, bro? Think about it. Yes. Baptism. Okay. Can you see that? He said, you need to repent. You need to be baptized. Very nice. Another one. Ooh. Lordship. Oh, where do you see that? Lord and Christ. And I had a hand over there. Forgiveness. Walking in forgiveness. Forgiveness. Sorry, you stole it, man, but you can share it. How about you can both have it. It's okay. There is in there a number of foundations, and yes, well done. Lordship is there. When I live under the lordship of Jesus Christ, you know, you've heard a kid say, like, you're not the boss of me. Ever heard a kid say that? Well, I want to tell you that there is someone who's the boss of me. It's not my wife, because we're like a team. You know, we kind of boss each other. We take turns. Not bossy, but in the best sense, you know? But Jesus is the boss of me. I actually need to default to him and say, like, what do you think I should do? You know? And I've always said that I'm not just, like, going to move to another country because I believe that Jesus dictates where I should be. You know, there was once I was really afraid to take a flight to Nigeria. By this time, I had been to maybe 5 African countries, 5 times each. But on this trip, I was actually quite scared. And my daughter said to me, I was really small at the time. She looked at me the day before I was going. She said, Daddy, please don't go. And she had overheard that a mate of mine had been killed on the highway from the airport to Lagos. And this doesn't happen every day. Same as this country. You know, now and then there's things, bad things that happen, but you hear that in the media and you think, I'm never going to survive. And I remember leaving saying, you know what? God wants me to go. He's sending me, so I'm going. If he's going to keep me safe, he's going to keep me safe. If he's not, well, he's got a bigger plan, and I just need to suck it up and be part of that bigger plan. And 5 trips later, 2 weeks of time, total health, even though we fled from the police once, and that was really scary. But that's a story for another Sunday, not today. It's letting Jesus be your Lord, who's the boss of you. Secondly, there's another foundation. I think we almost missed it, to repent. I'm walking in this way, following my own life, and it relates to lordship in a way. I'm turning around, I'm walking this way, I'm following this path. That's repentance. It's a 180 degree turn. 360 wouldn't be wise, because then you're walking in the same direction, right? You see why you need to know math. Math is very important, trigonometry and all that stuff. So I'm walking the opposite direction because I have turned my back on my past. Thirdly, yes, everyone jumped on that. Repent and be baptized. That's been half drowned in water. Have you seen that happen in church sometimes? How many of you had the incredible experience of being half drowned in church? It's an amazing thing that happens in that bath there. You go under, you swim up and down three lengths, and then you come up for breath. And no, what really happens, it's kind of like Jesus dying and being risen again. Now, I promise you, as pastors, we don't hold you down just until you're not breathing and then lift you up, because it's a symbolic thing. So as you go under the water, it's kind of like you get covered, and all that past stuff is kind of symbolically removed. And you get up, and you can go to school on the Monday and say, you know what? I died yesterday, and I'm risen to new life. And they're going to like say, whoa, cool, tell me about it. And then you can tell them about being baptized, because Jesus had it in the Jordan River. And good news is you don't have to fly to Israel to the Jordan River. You can do it right downstairs. There will be an opportunity first Sunday of every month. I guess September is the next round. So we'll get that announced in the next 2 weeks. So that's really important. It's a key to living in victory. Number 3, some of you might have been here, although judging by the number of newcomers, you would have missed this. But we had a number of power stations, and they were better power stations than all of Eskom's power stations combined. There was no load shedding on that Sunday. We were praying here in a group for people to be filled with the Holy Spirit, over there for deliverance, over there for healing, over there for miracles, and over here for power to speak up as a witness. But at this station, people receive the power, the infilling of the Holy Spirit. And it's a critical thing. And we're going to give opportunity for that in the coming weeks. I said I'm going to be sneaky and add another foundation, and because the verse ends, those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. That's a lot of newcomers. I mean, Danielle took a long time to get through all the newcomers today, right? Imagine 3,000. Like, hi, what's your favorite dog? What's your favorite cat? What's your favorite name? You know, it's like, you get to 2,995, and you're like, you need to drink water, because it takes long, right? Can you imagine? We're out there, and people just start flocking into the kingdom. They're not just coming to a youth group. They're joining the family of God. Like she said this morning, it's family. You are family. Five foundations for a victorious life. Secondly, the reason why we're going to challenge you to come every week, to come with Uber or your parents or to walk, two-day hike, is to discover freedom. Do you know that freedom is the power to do what is right, not the right to do what you want? That's quite different. Being free is having the power to do what is right, not just, I'm free, so I'm just going to do whatever I want. I'm going to sin. No, it's the freedom, it's no having the power to do what is right. And often, I don't know if this is your story and your experience, but often you want to do what is right, but then you find that you don't or can't, and you find, man, I'm in bondage again. Like, I don't want to speak bad about my friends, but next minute I find myself speaking bad. Like, you know, this guy hurts me, so I turn around, I stick a knife in his back. You know what I mean? Like, I'll stab you. It's like, Lord, I really don't want to stab any more people. And I get to Wednesday, still haven't stabbed. Then Thursday, someone says something horrible. And then I stab them in the back. Like, oh, we want to do what is right. We want to stop the stabbing, but we don't. Okay? And so here's actually what's happened. I know this is an app, but this is what Jesus kind of does. He comes and he arranges a prison breakout because Jesus promised freedom. He said, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So Jesus says, I come, I bring the truth, and as a result, you live free. Whoa. But you know what some of us, what we do, even though it's game over and you're free and you're living in victory, we go back to the prison, we knock on the prison door and say, please lock me up again. And the jailer, the warden says, like, no, why now? Why are you back? You were paroled. You were out. Price is paid. You've done your 2 years. Like, no, I like that striped clothing. It's like pajamas. And I like the food. Water and bread. It's my best. Stale bread and water. Would you do that? Never. You would walk in freedom, right? You would say, no more. Am I right, Rodney? There's no ways you're going back to prison. I'm out. I've done my time. No more stabbing. You know what I mean? I'm out of here. Game over. The devil you left behind. And so I mentioned earlier that we're going to go after the big five. We're going to bring a lion in here, a leopard, just so that you can pet them and stuff. No, we're going to deal with kind of like big five issues, generational curses. Could there be things passed down that I need to deal with? What about relational? Why do I always have these relational issues? Why am I always like stabbing Micah in the back? No, I'm going to deal with this now, and I'm going to learn how to deal with that, okay? Are these addictions? It's gone now. And we're not talking just the biggies, you know, nyaope. It's like other stuff. You can be addicted to stuff that's not even bad stuff, but you need to learn how to break free so nothing controls you that's not of the Lord. And then sexual sins, you know? Maybe we're going to make a new commitment to have done with those things in the past and move forward in purity and holiness. And what about, maybe there's some errors that I brought into. You know, maybe there's some stuff that I need to stop doing. And it's going to be amazing. And the third reason why you're going to come on Sundays is that you're going to become fruitful. Do you know what happens when you eat fruit with pips? Those pips go, they don't go through the digestive system. They make their way into your ear, and then you get a tree growing out of your ear. I remember once I wasn't careful and I ate some nachos and I didn't spit the pips out and I had a tree growing in this area. Okay, granted, it's a very small, a miniature tree, okay? But it was embarrassing because I'd be in public and people would say, Mark, there's nachos hanging out your ear. And they were quite bitter because you need good soil. So obviously the wax in my ears out of which these nachos were growing wasn't good. So it wasn't even good fruit. It was sour, horrible fruit. I grew up believing that. I was so scared. My parents taught me that stuff. I don't think it's true. I'm not sure. But be careful just in case. Just in case, okay? But in the same way, I pray there would be nachos growing out of your life. The sweetest, most fantastic ones. Because Jesus said, this is to my glory. This pleases me. This makes me loom large in the world when you bear much fruit. Hey, that's how you show yourselves to be disciples. Check your neighbor's ears and see if there's notches and tell them, I trust you will be fruitful in the coming weeks. Nice. You see, Jesus said, you come follow me and I will make you fishers of men. This whole Christian experience is not just about me following Jesus, me on my own. I'm not just a bush Christian on my own, like, leave me alone, I'm on an island, I'm on my own. No, you come to Jesus, and he says, you're going to be part of my crew. That's an original photograph taken at sunset of Jesus and his disciples. It looks mangerish because it was taken at sunset. I was there, went back in time, that was Jesus, and you count them. All the even Judas was there at that time, right? Now, when followers become fishermen, that's when they fulfill their destiny. You're not just supposed to be following Jesus on your own. You need to be saying, hey, dude, come, I'm following Jesus, come with me. He's like, yo, cool, can I bring my friend? No, just you and me. Yeah, bring a friend. You know what I mean? Let your friends bring their friends and their friends and their families. Some of you are here because someone else brought you, maybe to church or to Christ. Someone brought you, okay? Now, there's an amazing opportunity lying in front of you today. I have discovered this. It's like dropped out of heaven because these images, you can't create those at a computer. This is the biggest secret to planet Earth. You are going to be given one of these. Can you very carefully make sure each person gets one? Bro, these, be careful because there's going to be opposition when you hand them out. This is a four-day experience from Monday to Thursday that is going to prepare you for what's coming in this course. So even if you can't make it back, maybe you're just visiting today from another planet. Mario, you're from the Delta Quadrant, aren't you? In outer space. So even if you can't make it back because of time travel and light, traveling at the speed of light can be really tough, then jump in and do it anyway. But I know you're all coming back. You have an opportunity, one page a day, marked Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, to prepare for what's coming, right? So grab a pen when you're ready in the week and fill in some stuff. Let it be personal and real. You're going to learn about consecration, about fasting. You're going to learn about being filled with the Holy Spirit, and it's going to prepare you for next week, okay? So everyone got one of these? Do you know sometimes that trees fall onto houses and they destroy the Wi-Fi connection in the home? And then every teenager is very unhappy because Telkom takes 3 weeks to come and repair. Now, if you don't do this booklet, I can't guarantee that a tree won't fall on your house. Now, I'm not saying that I'm going to send a tree to fall on your house. I'm just saying, hashtag, do the book. It's a warning. If you want the tree to fall that way onto your neighbor's house, then find a pen and do it Monday. The leaders are going to do it. Tabilo, you're going to do it this week, or you're too old. Rodney, are you going to do it this week? Mario, are you going to do this week? Jen? Tibby? Everyone's going to do it. How many of you teenagers are going to do this week? How many of you guys are going to do this week? Yes, Darlington? One a day. It's like 10 minutes a day. Are you committing? You're committing. You're committing, buddy. Like every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Now, don't leave the book in the youth room, because then it's going to be very hard to do this. Unless you've got a photographic memory, everyone just have a look and just got it. Okay. And probably none of you have that. Maybe. Ziwe. Maybe you've got, I don't know. And so here's my prayer for you as we end, and that this would be the experience of a lifetime. There is life change coming. Don't you want to walk in victory? Don't you want to get up, change the world, live for God, make a difference, make a better future than what's behind? Even if your family has walked in poverty, even if your family has had illnesses, even if in your own life you have had the worst struggles, this could be the repenting, the turning the back on that, creating a new future, not just for you maybe, but for generations to come. I'm up for this. I'm going to do it. Oh yeah? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. There's only 4 days. Jeez, you get like bonus. You can like chill on Friday, Saturday. Short week. Okay, cool. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we want to just present ourselves to you this morning at the start of what is going to be a dramatic experience. An experience of learning what it is to experience victory and how to do it and to live and walk in it. Thank you for those things that you're going to break off of us, that we're going to leave behind. And Lord, for those of us who have experienced this before, we just can't wait. We just know what's coming. It's going to be absolutely mind-boggling. So Lord, would you be with us? And so right now, we want to just quieten our hearts. We want to just raise our hearts towards you. And we're going to say, Lord, help us to be here for this whole journey, this whole experience. Help it to happen, Lord, that week by week we find ourselves back and that we have an opportunity to experience all that is lying ahead of us. In the wonderful name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. So when Debbie said you need to like that Facebook page, it's not just so we can be famous only, but it's also so you can get the notes and the presentation and you can go through it again as well. So jump onto that. Not if you've got a phone, we know you've got a phone. And so next Sunday, we're going to be looking, Mission 2 is going to be about transformation. Don't forget Friday night, which is going to be a wild and wacky experience with really deep small groups that happen. And God bless you. Have a fabulous week. Prepare for victory.